Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the strength of our ancestors, the host of this meal, the builder of the city that is to come. Amen. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with Christ. Let us confess our sin to the one who is faithful. Merciful God, we come before you, beloved but broken. We have not always treated others as we would want them to treat us. We have not always called out injustice and abuse. We have not always been kind to ourselves. We have not always taken care of the world we share with our living creatures. Remind us who we are, beloved children bathed in your love. Renew us by your Spirit to live as your holy people, bringing healing to the brokenness around us. Amen. At every moment, you're held in existence by the love of God, renewed by the Spirit within and among you, and made alive again in Christ. Receive this assurance in Jesus' name. You are forgiven and freed to live for the healing of the world. Amen.
The first reading is from Job chapter 19, verses 23 through 27a. Oh, that my words were written down. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. Word of God, word of life.
Hear a just cause, O Lord, give heed to my cry. Listen to my prayer, which does not come from lying lips. Let my vindication come forth in your presence. Let your eyes be fixed on justice. Examine my heart, visit me by night. Melt me down, you will find no impurity in me. I have not regarded what others do. At the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My footsteps hold fast to your well-worn path, and my feet do not slip. I call upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me and hear my words.
Show me your marvelous loving kindness, O Savior of those who take refuge at your right hand from those who rise against them.
Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
From the wicked who assault me, from my deadly enemies who surround me.
The second reading is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, 13 through 17. As to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we beg you, brothers and sisters, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as though from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord is already here. Let no one deceive you in any way. For that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the lawless one is revealed, and the one destined for destruction. He opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God and object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Do you not remember that I told you these things when I was still with you? But we must always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits for salvation, through sanctification by the Spirit and through belief in the truth. For this purpose, he called you through our proclamation of the good news, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast the traditions that you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us and through the grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 20th chapter, beginning with the 27th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Some of the Sadducees, who say there's no resurrection, came to Jesus with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but no children, the man must marry the widow and raise up offspring from his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first one married a woman and died childless. The second, then the third married her, and in the same way the seven died, leaving no children. Finally, the woman died too. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her? Jesus replied, The people of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of taking part in the age to come and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage, and they can no longer die. For they are like angels. They are God's children, and since they are children of the resurrection. But in the account of the burning bush, even Moses showed that the dead rise. For he calls the Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning. I'm going to give you a very rare opportunity to ask me any question you want about me. This is a rare opportunity. Is there anything you ever wanted to know about me? Anything? Yeah. Let's hear it. You have a question? Yeah. Good question. I don't have an answer to that one. Anybody else have a question? No? Do mom and dad have a question? Or grandma or grandpa? Anybody? Nobody has a question. No. I didn't call for questions from the out here yet. What was your question? Oh, what's my favorite superhero? Well, that's easy. You don't even have to think twice about that. That's Batman, right? Yeah. The bat. Any other good questions? No? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got it this time? Yeah. What's the question? I'm excited. Oh. It's all. Batman has a cape?
Yeah.
Are you asking, do I have a cape? Those that saw me on Halloween know the answer to that. Yes, I do have a cape and a costume, but that's besides the point. Anybody else? Any really good questions? Any of these questions bringing up more questions? Should I allow one question from out there that isn't my most embarrassing moment? Ooh! That's good. That's a little easier, I guess. I don't know. I'll got one question that isn't most embarrassing moment, because then I'm going to rephrase it with a question of what's your most embarrassing moment.
Am I still a Twins fan?
Am I still a Twins fan? Yes. Some way, somehow, I'm still a Twins fan. So you guys know what questions are, right? You probably ask mom and dad questions. Have you ever asked God a question? Maybe. Have you ever thought about asking God a question? Yeah. Do you know that is something we can do? Yeah. Did they know that's something that we could do? I bet it is. We can ask questions. Just like you ask me a question about who I am, you can ask God, who are you? What do you do? What are you up to? And you know where we find some of those answers? Actually, most of those answers? In the Bible. The Bible has a lot of those answers in there. And the really fun part about it is sometimes those answers lead to more questions than answers. It can be pretty frustrating sometimes. But keep asking the questions. But there's only one answer I would like you to remember today. Boom, boom, boom. Thunder, this is like the setup. Remember this answer. Jesus. Jesus is the answer to an awful lot of questions. And it's good. Yes, so while you're pounding your feet, you can say, Jesus, Jesus, that's the answer. So good job. Well, let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you for letting us ask questions. And even when the answer is not there, we know you'll guide us to the answer, which is you. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you remember an old show which was rebooted, so it's a not-so-old show called Whose Line Is It Anyway? Anybody? Let's see, I raise a hands here. Anybody remember that show? I watched it as a kid. I watched the reboot. I enjoy that show. There's something about just mindless humor. But one of the skits or things that they did in that show that I really liked was the game called Questions. If you know what I'm talking about. The game Questions was you could only talk to each other in the form of a question. So it could come into the room and say, are you a doctor? And they'd say, I don't know. Do you think I'm a doctor? And they'd say, well, I don't know. Do you think you're a doctor? Because where's your degree? I don't know. What are you here for? And they'd go back and forth and forth, and I'm not even good doing it by myself. So it was a tough game, asking questions. But the point is, it was a question, a question, a question, a question. Their question seemed to lead to a question. And it formed a conversation. But today's text has me thinking about questions and answers. What do questions do? What's the point of a question? How many questions do you think I'm going to get in today's sermon? What do questions do? Well, some things they do is they can challenge, they can clarify, they can request more info, they can help you assess the situation, and there's some more things that questions do. And that's what today's gospel has me doing, asking some questions, more questions amongst the questions. How about you? Oftentimes, some of the questions we have aren't verbalized. They don't come out. Like you heard today, I'm sure they had more questions than that about me, besides who my favorite superhero is. Or am I still a Twins fan? Or do I have a cape? I'm sure there were more questions that didn't get asked verbally. Some aren't spoken, but we still ask them. Even those that are strongest in faith ask questions. But then, do you ever get really annoyed when the answer that gets brought up brings even more questions than answers? Ever happen to you where somebody gives you the question, they answer it, and then you have more and more and more questions that didn't seem to answer it? Jesus' answer in today's gospel reading brings up more questions for me. What is the age you're talking about? You talking about a physical age? Are you talking about a time? What are you talking about? Who's worthy? What do you mean, who's worthy? Those few people that are worthy. What are you talking about? What's this resurrection thing look like? What do you mean they're not going to get married? What are you talking about? And sometimes these questions, especially when we're looking at the resurrection, can lead to even more questions of life and death. What's heaven going to be like? Anybody ever asked that question or thought about it? What's it like? What's going to happen? The Sadducees didn't believe in a resurrection, but they asked, what's next? Who's she going to be married to? How do we compare heaven and earth? And among these questions, there are a couple of things for us to think about. And I actually spent a little time thinking about it this week. Do we want heaven and earth to be the same? Do we? When you really think about it? Jesus points to two ages, or another way to translate perhaps would be two worlds, two places, two different times. They're very different. One we know very well, the present age, the present world where we are today. Another, different, where all are restored, set free, children of God all the time. Things don't work the same. How's that make you feel when you try to think about it? And Jesus may not always have the answer that we're looking for. He may go about it in a different way like today, instead of directly answering the question, but instead pointing to God's faithfulness. When Jesus points to God's faithfulness, when we can point to God's faithfulness, there's one question from 1 Corinthians that comes to mind when we think about what's next. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Where is it? Jesus points to the cross. Jesus points to the resurrection. And through the resurrection, it changes everything. It's a different answer than we might have expected. Instead of death being the last word, resurrection becomes the last word, a heavenly gift. And yet we still ask questions. And you know, that's okay. It's okay to ask questions. Never stop asking questions. How will you grow in your faith if we don't ask questions? See things differently, in a new way. But in some of these questions that don't always have the answers, there is indeed the faith part of us. And in faith, there's hope. Hope and a way to go on in this world amongst all these questions. So today I do have one answer. It's the Sunday school answer, of course. And it's okay to keep asking questions as you go forward. And maybe you don't have the answers today, but let me share one. The one answer that came up for me today when I was looking at all these texts today. And that's Jesus. And the promise of something that I do believe in. That I know my Redeemer lives. That's resurrection. That's Easter in November. That's pretty cool. It's been over almost a half a year since we've thought about Easter, perhaps, and the resurrection. But I know my Redeemer lives. I think you know that too. That's why you're here today. Coming with questions, but faith in this certainty that I know my Redeemer lives. And I don't know where you are at today. With questions and answers. And I can only speak for me because I know where I'm at today. And I love the Easter story more than really any other story in scriptures. And that's what I can go to today with all these questions about resurrection. What's next? I just point to the fact that my Redeemer lives. And it's okay wherever you're at. I don't want you to tell me where you are today. But let me close with these couple of verses from 2 Thessalonians that we heard. So wherever you are today, hear these words. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your heart and strengthen them in every good work and word. Keep asking those questions, but keep holding on to that eternal comfort and hope. The one who indeed lives. And that changes everything, even when we may seem lost. Thanks be to God. And I think we can say, we're about to sing it together, but our Redeemer does live. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the prayers today. United with the saints of every time and place, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. I will end each petition with, "Hear us, O God," and your invited response is, "Your mercy is great." Loving Redeemer, by grace you have chosen us to live boldly as resurrection people. Strengthen us to stand firm and proclaim the good news to the world. Hear us, O God. Maker of all, you bless us with a change of seasons. Create safe pathways to plants and animals as they prepare for winter, and make us good stewards of your bountiful creation. Hear us, O God. Father, your justice and mercy are revealed to us in your steadfast love. Grant rest and peace to our faithful veterans, and give courage to government officials who lead, serve, and protect. Hear us, O God. Listening God, your people call to you and ask questions, and you answer them, sometimes with an answer we understand, and sometimes with an answer we don't understand. Hear the cries and the questions of those who are poor, unemployed, those who seek refuge, those who suffer from addiction, and all who are sick. Guard and keep them in your loving care. Let's lift up those members that we want to pray for today by first name. We lift up to you Terrell, Lauren, Jeff, Melissa, Mavis, family of Robert, Leonard, Duane, family of Larry, Ashley, Bernie, Marge, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mogollonus, Missionary Karen, and Wayne Nelson. Hear us, O God. Generous teacher, you look upon your children with a loving heart. Bless the ministries of those who work with, serve, teach, and lead our children. Hear us, O God. God of the living, to you all are alive. We give thanks for those who have died in the faith. Give us joy in knowing that our Redeemer lives, and that we will be united with the faithful in a resurrection like his. Hear us, O God. Rejoicing in hope, we lift our prayers to you, most gracious Lord, trusting that you have received them in your care. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive this blessing. Signed and sealed by the Holy Spirit, you are Christ's message of love for this troubled world. Written by the same sender, may our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope, comfort your hearts and strengthen you in every good work and word. Amen.
Go in peace. Know that your Redeemer lives.
Thanks be to God.